Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Landry Locker and Clint Sterner in for the Fishing John Lopez on a President's Day. Thank you very much for tuning in. Sean and Rich are going to follow us next. So that means that Mike and Seth taking their enjoying their President's Day. And I got to say, I'm not too jealous of them because I'm happy to be here with you, Clint. A lot of talk about the lawsuit that was settled last week as we were going off the air between Colin Kaepernick and the NFL. And it seems like it's assumption and it's automatically assumed that because there was a settlement, this means Colin Kaepernick automatically won his case against the NFL. And I think a lot of people are saying that, you know, this means that the NFL is showing their hand and showing that they conspired. I don't know if that's really how the settlement of a lawsuit necessarily works. I'm not taking a stance on, you know, which side had this, what against each side. But the reality of the situation is 99.9% of the time, whenever a lawsuit is settled, both sides win in that regard. And as much as the NFL probably didn't want their dirty laundry out, I think Colin Kaepernick probably didn't want his dirty laundry out, because this is the one thing I know about the NFL and lawsuits. Number one, they don't lose them. They didn't lose the Zeke Elliott lawsuit. They didn't lose the Tom Brady lawsuit. So they don't lose lawsuits. But as the great Rosie Perez, a.k.a. Gloria in White Men Can't Jump, once said, sometimes it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
Sometimes when you win, you really lose. And sometimes when you lose, you really win.
Great point, Rosie. Great point. I'm going to tell you, I've been in the middle of one of these before, right? On nowhere near the level that these guys are obviously, well, I guess were in the middle of one. So I can't relate relative to
the amount of money, the amount of attention, involved, but the amount of exposure.
But here's what I do know is that as long as you're in a lawsuit, the only ones winning are the lawyers. And I know that when I was in the middle of mine, I got 20 grand in. And I'm still exchanging details of what happened, or details of why we're in the middle of this thing. And I remember thinking to myself, like, I'm 20 grand in, and you're still asking those kind of questions? Now, I don't know who's paying Kaepernick and Reed. I don't know who's paying their lawyer fees. I don't know who's doing all that. But I know from a money perspective that these things, they travel at a snail's pace. And you get so deep in to where you're just like, I can't take any more of it. I don't see an end to this. And I do have a bottom to my bank account. Now I've got to get out of this situation. The second thing is privacy. When the attorneys sit down after I dump 20 grand into it, the attorneys sit down and go, hey, Clint, you know, if you go any further with this, their attorneys are going to pick apart every aspect of your life. Every email you've ever sent, every text message you've ever sent, everything is fair game. And I said, no thanks, I'm out on that deal. I don't need my privacy invaded to that length over this amount of money. And the third thing is just simply, it's annoying. I gotta believe, and I don't know what these guys' daily basis or daily routine consists of, but on a daily basis you're hammered by attorneys over and over and over again about details that we've already repeated. And so I got to believe that for these guys, it's gotten probably tenfold as bad as mine got to. And I got to believe that they were ready to move on with their life. And I don't know legally what happened. I don't think anybody does at this point in time. Somebody will figure it out down the road. But here's the deal. This ain't that, well, the NFL felt like the best thing for them to do is settle and let Kaepernick win, or vice versa. This was the best thing to do on both sides was to end this.
Kaepernick
deal.
Did not want his news out there. The NFL didn't want their news out there. And this is the reality of the situation. This is just from an NFL standpoint. From an NFL standpoint, there was no upside to them winning this case in court. There was no upside, because the people that are already soured on the NFL and the people that are already questioning the NFL, they have their mind made up. I've yet to hear one person say that has a strong take on this Kaepernick NFL thing that, you know what, we'll see how it plays out in court. and then we'll see if the NFL did something. The NFL could have won this case, and you still already thought that. And along the way, you could have found out some more stuff that would have given you an even stronger take. So from the NFL standpoint, the damage had already been done. It could have only gotten worse. It's not like the NFL is going to win the court case and those people are going to change their mind. The mind was already made up. That's from the NFL side. Colin Kaepernick's side, who knows if maybe some stuff comes out along the way where maybe we find out that Colin Kaepernick had maybe hired some PR firms or something like that to maybe ugly the situation and yuck it up a little bit. Maybe we find out that Colin Kaepernick's agent had talks with NFL teams, and maybe he didn't want to play as bad as they say. I'm not saying that's true. I'm just saying we would have learned a lot more about both sides of this. But the damage had already been done. And, oh, by the way, if we're talking about money, I think the one thing that everybody can agree on, regardless of how you feel about this whole thing, is that money is nothing to the NFL. Money is absolutely nothing to the NFL. So if the NFL can just go ahead and cut a check and move past this, it's a win-win situation for both sides.
And the end of the, at the end of the day, Landry, the hill, right, the view is not worth the climb. From where they're sitting right now, they all sit there and go, hey, we can keep fighting this thing, but at the end of the day, that X number of dollars isn't going to make a difference. I found myself in the middle of what I was in, literally sitting there going, I expect X numbers out of this, and I've already spent 20. Like, this is going to be a wash, and I've wasted 2 years of my life doing this. What am I doing? At some point, both parties look at each other and go, hey, man, we can keep climbing if we want to, but when we get to the top, the view ain't going to be pretty for either one of us, so let's go on and nix this thing. So somebody will find out the details of it.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to dig through them and read them and see them and find out everything that went right and everything that went wrong. But at this point in time right now, at the end of the day, to sit here and speculate on who won and who lost is crazy.
I think football fans win, honestly, because from a football fan perspective, it never really bothered me whether you kneeled or not. I just wanted to watch football. This was more of a story than it needed to be. And I think at the end of the day, Colin Kaepernick wins, the NFL wins, but most importantly, football fans win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.